and he comes and picks it up. So then it is the moment of the Baal HaSode. And even if the Baal HaBayis acts against the Deen, he's not even the love of the Sixth. Al Tizil Dal Kidal. That was either. So Mimele, as long as the Baal HaSode isn't the Sode, so Mimele, and so that means that the Emer is still Mishtameli Daite. So Mimele, the Shem Shikhe by the Pealim. So the fact that the Pealim forget it, so it's not Hal the Shem Shikhe and the Emer. So Govitash Amret Yochle Shikhe Almehave Shikhe Vinosiv Lo Gimore Bisode Vishachachtav Lo Ibiir Almehlo Yave Shikhe Elav Horek Bisode Shokhoach Mikore Ave Shikhe Zohar Lissiv Shokhoch Ein Shikhe My Time Edachim Niko Igabo Havle Chatzere Vizochsele Avol Biir Aflu Zohar Lissiv Shokhach Have Shikhe My time is less like a bay, the least clay. A lavore comarash. Bisode shokuach mi korei, bay do is bisode, a marashokuach mi korei, she shock her who trill the pail, have a shik, have a zocher she near some midite, save shock her de pailim, loyave shik. Why is Nezi Shikre? Because since the Baal HaSode is still in the Sode, so the Emer is Mishtamali Daite. If the Emer is Mishtamali Daite, so then it could be Seiche, even if it had been Efka. Al Haskamo Rechamo, that there is no, of course, Bailes. No, of course, Bailes, when the Pele Mashachayachet. Avol bir mishenich maslir afu zochav lesiv shochach have shikche the lesser gabei vore konosef leitane li talmudi yochle shikche talim abisode vishachachto deitz ha bisode hu de pfinon di shachachto en davke hi but not the pelim the loy bir li bishinon vishachachto shav shikchas pelim So we see from that only when it's mishtame lidas abaylim, so then it is kene. So since it is kene, even when it's hefker, so it certainly is a kavachimer that it's mafkia the pealim from being from establishing the halishim shikre and the inner. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, how do you know that this Gzeresa Kosov is declaratory of the Halochi of Chasiri Shalom Kinish Medaidi? Maybe it is just the Gzeresa Kosov that Bisode, so the Shikras Pealim is no Shikre, and Beer, when the Balasode is Beer, so Shikras Pealim is Have Shikre, but not because it's Mishtameya. When the Bailim is Bisode, so it's Mishtamari Das Abailim, so Mele, since it could be Kene, even a Nian Shal Hefkia, so Mele, it prevents the Chaleishim Shikre to be Chal and the Emer through the Shikra spirit. What is that? No. It just exerts HaKosuf, like any other exerts HaKosuf. Not that exerts HaKosuf is declaratory of a svore, of that Chotzer Mishamer is a skin in Shalomidaiti. Maybe it is just exerts HaKosuf.
But in which case?
No, in the same case that of course, the Gemara is not arguing over the din of the Braise. Of course, the Braise says that Eidi Besode, as long as the Baal HaSode is still Besode, then Shikras Pealim is not effective to impose the Chaleishem Shikra Neimer. But when the Baal HaBayis is Beir, so then Shikras Pealim is also effective to impose the Halishem Shikha on the Imer, but not just Exeras HaKosu, like any other Exeras HaKosu. It's not declaratory of Rabbi Yisi Bar Rav Hanina Svore of Chasir Shalom Kenish Shalom Midaiti. So the Gemara says, no, we couldn't say just a Exeras HaKosu that Dilma Exeras HaKosu the Bisode Neve Shikre Uvil Neve Shikre. So the Gemara says, no, there isn't such Exeras HaKosu. Because Omar Kol is such of the Kachde, the Rabbi Shikrasiya. So in other words, if there are no Pealim, so then Shikrasiya is also Shikre, and he cannot come back from the city to pick up the Ima. So what's the Aloche? The Aloche is just that Chatzir Shalodom is Kinrish Lemidaiti. So that's why the once the balasode is beir, so the shikras pealim is not affected. My deal makes a cost of the sudden heavy shikre over year, loin heavy shikre, omakol, the source of the karte, the rabbi shikras here. So when do we say that the shikre is not shikre? Only that the shikras pealim, if he's beir, is have a shikre. But if there is no shikras pealim, so then it is shikre even if the balasode is already beir. V'hai mi boi le lav, im kei neme kol isikachenu, mai li soshuv, le rabi shikre iya. V'akat mi boi le chitnan, shalifon of ein shikre, shaliachov, yesh shikre, שהוא בעל תושב, זה הכלל, כל שהוא בעל תושב שיקחה, כל שאיני בעל תושב, איני שיקחה, עומר רבשי, עומר קרו, יהיה לרבי שיקחה סייה. סרשי says, דילמק זה עשה כוספי, דימשמע, דביסוד יהיה שיקחה, אבל משיבו בעל הבייס להיר, אין שיקחוסי ושיקחה ספייל עם כלום, ואוכל עומר, יוכל לא יהיה שיקחה, תלמולי מה שלפון אוף אין שיקחה, בשיקרס הקיצר, כה יוכת שישר ליקצר, מריש השורה, ושוכח לפונוף לאחוב, של האחוב הווה שיקרה, של לפונוף להווה שיקרה, יהיה לגר לעמון יהיה. וכן אומר אולי, והוא שאין מביססדן, וכן אומר רבא באחונה, והוא שאין מביססדן. איס ורבא בלולי, מייסי ברזמליאל וסקנים, שויובויים בספינו, Omar Ram Gamliel, and he reminded himself that it was the Shnas Bira Maisres, and what does Bira Maisres means? He has to give Maiserishin to the Levi, Maiseroni to the Ani. Not to get rid of it by destroying it, but to get rid of it by giving it to whom it is due. By giving the Maiserishin to the Levi, the Maiseroni to the Anim, and Maisersheni, so he has to either to be paid it or to go to Yerushalayim and eat the Peres Vidushas Maisersheni. So while he was on the boat together with the other Tanoim, Rabbi Shui ben Hananya was a Levi, and Rabbi Akiva was the Gavai Shel Zdoke, so he reminded himself. Omar Ram Gamliel, Isa Shaneosit Lomut, Nosun Yeshua, Umikeime Muskale. After all, how could it be Makni? He couldn't make any Akboye, Rabbi Shui ben Hanani. So he was Makni to him, and Fuchotzel, that's how the Gemara assumed, Visa Racha Shaneosit Lomut, the Maiseroni. So Nosun Akibi ben Yeseh.
The whole thing was
marked by Kinyan Kotzer. That's how the Gemara assumed. In the Mikere Muskale. After all, they were not in the Sasodeum. Ram Gamliel was in the Svino, and still he was able to be Makne to Rabbi Yeshua, the Maisel Rishen, and to Rabbi Akiva, the Maiseron. So it's a raya from that contrary to what the Gemara said before, that if he's not a Misas Chaseire, so then he cannot be Kene, because Rav Akiva was not a Misas Chaseire of Rav Gamliel, and Rabbi Yishud Ben Hananya was not a Mit, and yet they were Kenet for the Anim, for the Reb, and he was Kenet for himself as a Levi, Rabbi Yishud Ben Hananya. So it's a Raya that Chotzer is Kene, even if the Bala Chotzer is not him, it's a Sadeo. Omalei, Dome Haime Rabbonon, Tligam Rin Shishmaitz. In other words, it's no Kash. Kiosel Isure, Omalei Hocha, Omaule, that only if the Bala Chotzer is him, it's a Chatzere, so it's Kene, Chotzer is Kene. Otherwise, it's not Kene. Vi Hocha, it's Vise. Omalei Ahum Rabbonon, Miram Gam, Rabbonon, Rabban Gamliel, Mithalt, Lagav, Mikakoik. In other words, it's no Tchie, Anulis Din, that we need by Chotzer, Emisas Chatzir. And even though the Mishnah here says that Rabbi Akiva was Zeche for Danim, Rabbi Yeshua is Zeche himself in the Maisarishin, because here the Aknoi by Rabban Gamliel was not a Vaya. King Chotzer, but it's for Kiyan Agif. So, Rav Zeira Kiblo, Rav Ava Loi Kiblo, Omar Rove, Shapi Rova Doi Kiblo, Vichlohoyo Lohem Suder, Liknis Menu Bechlifim, Teves Hanoi in a Momain, Liknis Menu Bechlifim, Hochaname Teves Hanoi in a Momain, Liknis Algabikark. In other words, that it's a good raya, that we don't need a misasudeo, and that the kiyan was dafke al de chotzer, not al de agev. Because if you say al de agev, why did he have to be makne the mokin? He certainly had a handkerchief, so he could have been makne the maisarishin and the maisaroni for kiyan suda. So why wasn't he makne? The answer is because kinyan agef and kinyan suder is not a maise kinyan the hefze. It's through the aknoye of the makne. It's like the kinyan of simtuse. The Gemara Mitzvah that in Aleph says, "Hai simtuse kanye." What does simtuse mean? The practice, the custom of merchants. So if merchants have a custom, when they consummate a transaction, they make a mark on the merchandise, so that affects a transfer of title from the makne to the king. Let's say diamond merchants all over the world, when they consummate a transaction of diamonds, so they shake hands and they wish themselves mazel brach. So that's a kinyan. So the shake hand, the handshake, is a maise kinyan in the diamonds. That's ridiculous. Right. So, of course not. What kind of a maise kinyan is a handshake? So, and wishing mazel brach is a maise kinyan. The answer is, it's that's the aloche of simtuse is that if the makne is makne, and he does what is customary among merchants to do when they consummate the transaction. So there is smichus das by the rikeach, since he did everything that is customary to be done in order to consummate the transaction. So then the title is transferred from the maknes lekene, primarily by the aknoy of the makne, and the handshake is only kavavor is the aknoy. Like this, so the handshake is nothing, but it kavavor is the aknoy. And the same thing is true of kinyan chlipin, because in regard to kinyan chlipin, there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi, whether the handkerchief has to be given by the Kehneh, as Levi says, or as Rav says, by the Makneh. So Bishleime, if we say it's given by the Kene, then we can say it's a Maisi Kene like Kesef. But according to Rav, that everything is given by the Makne. So if the Makne is Makne Sode, so he's Makne the Sode, and he's Makne the handkerchief to the Kene. The Kene doesn't do anything. So what kind of a Maisi Kene is? So is there in the Sode? The answer is, Kinyan Chlipim is not effective b'Tiras Kesef. The Raivachit is that Kinyan Chlipim is effective b'Tiras Kesef. We'll soon see. But Kinyan Chlipim is effective primarily for the Aknoi of the Nesi. But if when the Makne gives the handkerchief, the Kele, to the Kene, so it corroborates them, Daknoi. The same thing is true of Agev. Agev is not a Maisikin in the Chefz. But Agev is Nikne transfers title from the Makne to the Kene. In other words, if Ruvain is Makne, sells a Sode or gives Matone a Sode to Shimon, and then on top of the Sode, he's Makne in furniture. So then, for the Aknoye, if the Aknoye, by Ruvain of the Sode, so is Kene the furniture also. And the Rai is that Agef is Kene, even if it's not Zibur and Monoch. In other words, a person could be Makne, a Sode in Chicago, and on top of it, be Makne to the Mikabel, the furniture he has in New York. Bishleime, if it's Zibur and Monochim, then we can understand that if you are Makne Isode, or a Bais to Shimon, is Makne Isode, or a Bais to Shimon in Chicago, and in that Bais there is not a furniture, so the Maisekinyan, the Bais, whether it's Kesef or Chazoke or whatever, so it's considered a Maisekinyan, the furniture too. But if the Bais is in Chicago and the furniture is in New York, how could we say that the Kinyan Chazoke in the Bais in Chicago is considered Al-Kudin as a Maisekinyan in the furniture in New York? So it's obviously it's through the Haknoye. So Aknoye, so the Gemara, so Mele, that's why. So here, it couldn't have been. So, Rav says, Shafi Rav Adlai Kiblo. In other words, there is a good Raya from the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni that in regard to Kinyan Chotzer, we don't need Emisat Chatzer, because over there, it couldn't have been effective for Kinyan Agif and for Kinyan Suda, because if it could have been effective for Kinyan Agif, so why did he have to resort to Kinyan Agif? He could have employed the Kinyan Suda. So why didn't he employ the Kinyan Suda? Because Kinyan Suda is based upon, is effective primarily because of the Aknoi of the Nesin, so he has to be a Makne. But since Rav Gamliel held the Teves Anoi in a moment, so in other words, since Rav Gamliel had no title in the Maiser really belonged to the Levim, to the Shevet. The Maiseroni really belonged to the Levim. He only had the right to decide to which specific honey or which specific levy he should give it. So that doesn't make him as a bailim in the whole miser. Let's say the miser is worth $20, but the Teves Hanoye to decide to which specific honey or to which specific levy he should give it is worth only $5. So his bailis is only worth $5. not $20. And Rav Gamliel held, like the Mandoma, that there was a noyene piling. So Mimele, he couldn't be makne for Kinyan Agif, just as he couldn't be makne for Kinyan Suda. So how had to be makne for Kinyan Chotzer? And still he was able to be makne for Kinyan Chotzer, in spite of the fact that Rav Akiva and Rabbi Shui ben Hananye were not standing bitzasodeu of Sadbeisei, of Rav Gamliel, so it's a raya that Chatzere Shalot of Miskenele, Shaloi Midaite, Chatzere Shalot of Miskenele, even if he is not Eime, bitzasodeu. So the Gemara says, Veloi, Matones Kuhunen Sinexibu. In other words, it shouldn't look like an exchange. But so Chlippen, the reason as to why he couldn't resort to Kinyan Chlippen, which would have been easier than Kinyan Agev, is because Chlippen is like an exchange. In other words, the Kene gives the Makne, the handkerchief, and in exchange for the handkerchief, his makne, the sod after him. Some melee, it's business-like, and it, like he barter. And but in order to mekayim the mitzvah nisine lelevi or leoni, so he has to be a matone, not by way of barter, but agef is not like an exchange, like he barter. Some melee. It's in his sine alime. So mele, there is no raye against it. Now, let's see the raye. Vitaltele agav mikakoye iknoe. Vilav mishum ditiknoe mikemum. Biteras chosa. Shalafiknoem chosa racheres. Sheinam biseicho iskononame. Kiditnan nechosim shil machayes, niknim nechosim shiyesh lo machayes. Bikesef mishnosna kesef, bishvil hakarke v'amtaltlin, oyafil karke b'mecher, umtaltlin matone, niknin amitaltlin b'kin hakarke, b'loi mishich, ke yarfinom b'idushin, v'ayitin lem aviyem, matones rabeis, v'kesef luzov, imorim psuris ha-shabiyud, Kibu haita rusi, vichal hoyo em sudea, lomole li kabel mehem moi, elo sudea mai taim eloi, di tevis anoye, shoi, soloi le Rav Gamliel, bimaisras alohu, ei nochshuv o mome in di tei niknes vichlif, di lekali meima aki kono le Rav Gamliel, hai sudea, akin le echlif in di dei, bichol mokim, shein, di chibn, dein li behen ala tevis anoye, shabiyode, li siti lechom nishi yirtse, אין זוך שובו מומן לוחל על זוכין החליף. הוח הנעמד, because in order that the makt, in order that the kinyan should be chal, there has to be a makne by the bailim. And there is no any moment, he is not a bailim. He just has a certain small interest in the chefze, in the maiser, to decide to which specific oni or specific levy it should be given. Och name gab ich in Karke in dem Moment liegt nicht so gab ich Karke bikin in Karke nicht dabei elo auf kure baum auf der dabei für hu kale mokem konsol hat sehr mit das hat sehr kishorevka vloi mai de hilo in suda lav rail melfne den dem san neue nicht durchlegt war gab ich but we can say that from Leo holds Tivisanoi is mome, that he is considered the Bible. Some mele was able to be makne, the Maiser, Rishin, and the Maiseroni, through Kinyan Agev. Through Kinyan Agev, and not through Kinyan Chotza. The Gemara says, Loi, Matons Kunen Sinexibu, Chlifn de Kromemcho, Mitalt Namakoye, Nisin Alimtei, Loi, Mahai, דחיל להויל אנסוד על אברהי למלפני דיינטב סנוי ניקנס בחליפן ועוד גבי קרקה דישאפי ריק למימה mit Haltlag auf dem Kakoje, hick nur ein, und die Kaschel liegt in Begriffen, matoni schal gehune, wie er meisroni, in Sine gsibu, kirchsib no satel levi, ze meisrisch, lagera josem laumono, ze meisroni, die fiche chosro akneisom, bisuda, die derach mekachu, she ze neisenli kilof tachtehen, wie nire ze kimechenli, ניסין עלים תהי מות על הקניס, מטוניס גרונה על גבי קק. סוף המדיס גמורי תפיאס, איראי ברורי, that קיין אגב is not a מייסי קיין דחפצי. Because if קיין אגב is a מייסי קיין דחפצי, so then there is no problem with this annoye momin or not momin. So, because whenever there is a מייסי קיין דחפצי, it's effective by Hefke also. By Hefka, there is certainly no makne, and still it is effective. So it's a raya from this Gemara that the Kiyan Agev is not effective as a Maise Kiyan Dachevze, but primarily for the Aknoye of the Bailim. So then it is stolen the Shaila whether Tivis Anoye Momein or Tivis Anoye Eine Momein. Now, on this question, there seems to be a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Yes.
What would be the difference if it's Tovos Sanar is Momon or not?
What?
What would be the difference?
What?
If Tovos Sanar would be Momon or not?
If Tovos Sanar is Momon,
yeah.
Then the Rabban Gamliel was considered the Bailim to be Makne. If Tovos Sanar is any Momon, it's because Rabban Gamliel only had a small interest, the right to decide
right.
to whom it should be given. So then he cannot, he's not a Bailim to be Makne. So then it can only be effective as a Maiseki in the Hefze. As a Maiseki in the Hefze, it is effective even, as a Maiseki in the Hefze, it is effective even by Hefke. Now, what is it? Where is the Gemara Kedushin? Yeah.
If he made it Hefker, that would have gotten Rabbi Akiva to be Koneh.
So then Rabbi Akiva could Koneh at Mina Hefker.
Oh, you mean, even though he's not there?
Even though Mina Hefker, and then because through Agev, since he was Koneh the Mokim of the Maiser, and on that Mokim there is Maiser, so the Kinyan Kesef in the Karke is considered like a Kinyan Kesef in the Maiser. Now the Gemara in Dushan Daf Chof Zayin has an Abaye. So two Abayes. One Abaye is whether Agaf or Knibinon, when you are Makne Mitalten Agaf Karke, do you have to spell out, I am transferring to you the furniture on top of the real estate. Or he doesn't have to spell it out explicitly. Another abaye is whether in Kiyan Agev it is necessary that the mitaltlin should be tzburin munochin. In other words, if I makne a house in Chicago and together with the house, I makne the furniture that is in that house, then it is effective. But suppose I makne an apartment in Chicago, and together with that I am transferring to him furniture in New York, then it's not effective. Two abayis. So then the Gemara says at the end, Dafkos Ayinam Dalev, Vihilchase, Tziburim Loi Binon, Agafu Kni Binon. So the Shaili is, what's the pshat in the Gemara? So there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Raivit. The Rambam Shit is that when the Gemara says, Vilchase, Tziburim Loi Binon, it means it is not necessary that the furniture should be munach on the karke that is magnetic. Even if the furniture is New York and the apartment is in Chicago, it is still effective. But in such a case, he has to spell out agafkni. But suppose it is subur munachin, then he doesn't have to spell out. The Raivet is chelik. And the Raivet says the pshat in the Gemara is vihilchase. Tziburin loy binon, so you can be makne furniture in New York, agef the apartment in Chicago, but he always has to spell out explicitly, bikene the furniture, whether it's in the apartment in Chicago or it's in storage in New York on top of the apartment in Chicago. So in other words, what the machleik is, we'll soon see the Rambam and the Raivet. Perek Vov, Hilchas Mechira, Halacha Yud Gimel. So the Rambam says, "Kivim she'arzik alikeyar v'karake, nikne ashtar v'chomakim shu." But it's not only gavishtar; it's ligavim mitalvin also. Omar Avram v'hud omalei agavukni. Perikvov nuches mechir. There's another Rambam also where it spells out that Mikalzin. Oh, yeah. Pergimu alorates. There the Rambam discusses it in connection with Talmud. Halacha chesentes. Pergimu mechire halacha ches. Hamakne karaka mitaltlin keachot. Kim shikone karaka bikeset. Oi bishtar. Oi bechazoke. Nikdam taltlin moen ben shoishneem bimecher. Oi matone. Ben shemocha mitaltlin vinosn karaka. Ben shemocha karaka vinosn taltlin. Kim shikone karaka kone mitaltlin. במדבר אמורים כשהיו איסון המטלטלין ציבורים באיסי קרק אבל מהיו במקום אחר צורך שיהיה מלא קני מטלטלין אגב קרק אפילו היו המטלטלין בן אחרס ויום מלא קני איסון אגב קרק פלניס בין שקונה הקרק כיבן שקונה הקרק ניקנה המטלטלין אף על פי שאינון ציבורים בסיכו ואם לא יאמר קנה, אגב קרקע, לא יקונה. וקרקע כלשהו, כן על גבו כל מטלטלין שיוצא. אומר אברום, זה ההפרס שכוסף בין ציבורים לשאינן ציבורים. In other words, by ציבורים, he doesn't have to spell out on top of the קרקעיס. And by אינם ציבורים, he has to spell out אינם אחר.
The right, it
says? דשמייצה, לא ימר זה יהיה. אלא לילום אגב וקני בינם איבן אפילו בציבורי דילוי הוכה היכה מסקלי מילסה ויומה וילחסה אגב וקני בינם ציבורן לא בינם so the Gemara should the Gemara says him if it is true like the Rambam So the Gemara should say, V'hilchase, Heiche de Menochem v'tziburin Menochem, Agafuk, Heiche de Einon tziburin Menochem, Agafuk ni binon. But the Gemara says, Tziburin loy binon, Agafuk ni binon, Stam, it's mashma, Agafuk ni binon all the time, even in the case of tziburin. So what's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. According to the Raivet, there are two halachas to forgive. One halacha is by Tziburin that if Ruven is Maknei Sode and the Sode has furniture, the Bais or Sode, and the Bais or the Sode has a lot of furniture or agricultural tools, and the Sode in the Bais, so then the Maisekinyan that the Chimen does in the Sode is considered a Maisekinyan
on the tools.
In the tools and in the furniture. Even though Kin Chazoke is only effective in the Bais by itself, but not effective in Metaltlin, that's when the Aknoye is of Metaltlin by itself. But if Metaltlin are nicknamed together with Kakoyes, so then the king Chazoke is considered a Maisikinyan, the furniture too. That's one aloch. The other aloch is...
That without him saying it? Without
then
him.
Without saying it, when you are Makne, a Sode by itself, do you have to say, to spell out, to say, I'm Makne to you. And you don't have to say, be Kenet. Be Kenet. So here too you don't have to say be Kenet. But if it's not Ziborin, then it's not a Maisikinyan. If you are Makne, an apartment in Chicago, and along with it, your Makne furniture in a warehouse or in New York, so then you can say the king has okay in the apartment in Chicago. Of Noam Vigodar just because he locks the door of the apartment. So the locking of the door in the apartment is a Maisikinyan in the furniture in the warehouse in New York. It's not Mistaba. So then it's also Kene. But Mitzada Aknoye by the Makne. Mitzada Aknoye by the Makne. So in other words, so then he has to say Agafukni. Let's say, as a Maisikinyan. So Agif could be Kene according to the Rambam, even by Hefka. Suppose somebody Gershemes and he left an apartment and there is a lot of furniture in the apartment, and then somebody comes into the apartment and he locks the door of the apartment. So he's Kene all the furniture also, even though he didn't make Agboya or Mishiche in the furniture. But suppose the Ger died in Chicago and he left, he has an apartment in Chicago and he has furniture in a warehouse in New York, so somebody by locking the door of the apartment in Chicago will certainly not be able to be Kene the furniture of the Ger in the warehouse in New York. In other words, it's two separate halachas. According to the Raivet, even when it's a burin monochin, so it's not kene, as in Maise Kinyan, in the Chefze, but primarily through the aknoye of the Bailim. So he has to be a Bailim. And if we say Teves Anoye in a moment, so then he cannot be
Kodin.
He cannot be kene. All right, now, let's see now. A Gemara in Borakal. Yes. Daf Kuf Yudzayin on the base. There is a Mishnah. Shot for no Rimele Aresh Loch Lefanach. In other words, if somebody guzzles his soda, and then Shimon guzzles his soda from Reuven, how did he guzzle the soda? A soda cannot be taken away. He just expelled Reuven from the soda, and he took possession of it. And then,
what, a week. Shimon's a strong guy?
Okay. So then, a week later, there was a flood, and the whole sode that Shimon guzzled from Reuven was converted into water. So then, and Reuven says to Shimon, listen, you guzzled the sode, you have to pay the value of the sode. The sode was worth $500, you have to pay. So the Shimon can say to Reuven, Haresh Aloch Lefanach, because Karka Ein Nigzalis. So that's like the Rabbanon, who say Karka Ein Nigzalis, but not like Rableza. Rableza holds Karka is Nigzalis. So then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Hagezel Sodom Chavere, Vishot Fono, Chayev Lahamid Li Sodach, Diver Rableza. Rableza holds Karka is Nigzalis. Chachomim Emrim, Emily Arish Loch of Nech, the Michael Miflegate. The Michael Rablezer Dorish Ribu Milt, the Chichish Bamis Ribu, the Picode Milt, Kolasha Yishbor of Lasheker, Hosava Ribu, Ribu Milt, Ribu Ribahak, Umay Ribu, Ribu Komile, Umay Miet, Miet Storis, the Rabbon Darshe Klalu Prote, the Chichish Klal, the Coden Prat, Oy Mikol. Chozal klal, klal prato klal, yato don't look in a prat. Ma prat at the ram tool to the goof of mommy, I've called the ram tool to the goof of mommy. Yotsu kakoi, shame it alto. Yotsu avodim, shuksu kakois. Yotsu stores, shafa fish and it alto in, in goof of mommy. Vodi tanya, gizlis a poro, fishot for no, chayev hamidly poro. דיבר הפסח, וחכמים אמרים, אימא להרש אורף נחו, הוסם מייקו מפליגה. אומר אף פופה, הוסם מייסקינון, גין שגוזל סודם מחברי, והוא יספו רבוצו בי, וישות פונו, דרבלז על איתיימי ורבון על איתיימי. סונדו רשי סייז, פו רבוצו בי, שימן גזל תיסודי, פעם רובי, and the sode, there was a por. And how did he gazel the sode? After all, he gazel has to do a kinyan. He made a kinyan chazok in the sode. And then he shot for no. And the no was sheitev, the sode and the por. So there's nothing left. Only a pool of water was left at the end. So Rablezer says, he's mechuyev to be mishalim, for the sode and for the poor. And Chachomim say karka in Migzales, so mele, the karka is not Migzel, and the poor, the gazlan, didn't make a king, Mishich or Agboye, so he's certainly not the gazlan. So he says, Aresh Rav Necho, in regard to everything. So the question is, how Rashi says, the gazlan loy moshro, we have a kikakois, or a blazer dom, a sodden exiles, kine poro, imo vechaevli shali, dimitaltli nitin a rafkark, or a bon loy connesode, vli porosham. So according to a blazer, is chaev, misadag. So that's all right, according to Rambam Shit, that when it's burin monochin, then the maisekin and the king hasoke in the sode is considered as a Maisikin in the poor. So Mele is a Gazlan. He did it. A Gazlan has to do a Maisikin in the heart. But according to the right, that even by so it's not a Maisikinyan. It's effective for the Aknoye by the Bailim. So the Bailim, he does not want that he should gazel. There is no Aknoye. It's Bal Kolche of the Bailim. So how can it be effective with Teras Aknoye? How can it be effective with Teras Aknoye? How can it be effective with Teras Aknoye? So Rashi can agree with the Shittus Rambam, but according to the Ravid, that he has to say Agav V'Kni even by Tziburin U'Monochim. So here, so it's effective because of the Aknuye by the Bailim. So how can it be effective? So we have to say that according to the Ravid, it becomes a Gazlan over the poro because of chotza. But you'll ask what kind of chotza is it? Chotza means it's momeni of the it's momeni of the balachotza, but here it's not his momen. Suppose it's not his momen. So mele he suppose the according to Rabbi Zah that Kalaka is Nixalas. Suppose the gazlan is sodi, and the gazlan says, I want to keep this sodi, but I'll pay you for the sodi. So he couldn't do it. The same thing by mitaltli, according to Chachomim, mitaltli is nixolim. So if it's gain, she gonna, so the gazlan cannot say, I'll keep the mitaltlin and I'll pay you for it. Im kein shegonaf is yaser. So here too, so how could he be king in mitam chotzer? So we have to say that according to the Ravid, since he gazlan has kinyan, because in case where it's not kein shegonaf, so then he has to pay for it. He has to pay for it.
What
so
how he got, what does that mean?
If it's not, let's say, he guzzled the kele and then it's nishba. Oh. The keli has holes. Or some mele, then let's say because lavodim viskinu. So since ka avodim is ukshul kakois and avodim in nixolin, so you can say aresh loch lefanecho. But gozl mitaltalim, gozl behemo viskino. So then he cannot. Then he has to pay because im veishes axila shakozal im kin shakozal yarsir vim lav domim boishlumi. Some mele then
not no better than a shoel. A shoel will have to pay.
Vim lav domim boishlumi. So that means so Reb Chaim says that what kinyan after all he's kinyan the chayfes if not kin shakozal. So what kinyan he did he do? After all, the Gazlan has to do a kinyan. The answer is the kinyan that he did at the time of the Gzela. Even though he gazled the behemoth in Nisan, and then after 2 years it became older behemoth, so he didn't do anything since in the 2 years. So still he's kinyan through the Maisa kinyan that he did at the time of the Gzela. So that's a riot that when the Gazlan is kene achifes, he's kene achifes on the basis of the Maisik Kinyan he did at the time of the Maisik Zele. And Rav Chaim mentions a strong riot from the Gemara in Tmure, because in the Gemara in Tmure Dafei, there is a machlekes between Abai and Rove, whether Kol Milse Doma Rachmona or Isavi, is the Ovid Mehane or the Ovid Le Mehane. So Abaye says, Kol Milse Doma Rachmona or Isavi, the Ovid is Mehane. And Rove says, Kol Milse Doma Rachmona or Isavi, is Ovid Le Mehane. And both learn out from Tmure. The Torah says, Legabit Tmure, Liachliv Liyomer, Vim Homer Yimerenu, Hu Tmurosi Yekedish. So Abaye learns out from that, just as by Tmure, the Torah says you're not allowed to make Tmure. Still, the Tmure is effective. So in all Yisurim, where you're not allowed to do something, but if you do it, it is chal, it is effective. And Rove learns out from Tmure just the other way. Since the Torah here by Tmure says, V'yim yachliv im homa yom reisei, hu tmoros yekedesh. So it's a gilu akro that only by Tmure is chal. But in any other place, but in any other place, it is kolmus and rachmona lisavi, it is the Ovid Lomani. So then the Gemara is the kashi. According to Rove, who says kolmus and rachmona lisavi, is the Ovid Lomani, vari gazlen, that there is a love of nisigzl. So the Torah says you're not allowed to gazl, and still we say gozl behemov is kino, so he's kene, and he says arish aloch lefanech. So the Gemara says there we have a special zosa kosov veishiv zagzila shagozal im kein shagozal yarzir vim lav domen boilishlume. So it's a riot that when he gazlin is kene through shino, it is on the basis of the Maisikinyan he did at the time of the Gzele. So the question is, Monefshach, if he's Kene on the basis of the Maisikinyan he did at the time of the Gzele, let him be Kene Lemafreya. But the Alochi is, he's not Kene Lemafreya. The answer is, a Gazlan, even without Chino, has certain Kiyoni. For example, a Gazlan does not have to pay for Tashmish. If somebody gazels his sode and an apartment, Shimon expels Ruven from his apartment and he lives there for a whole year. Then at the end of the year, he has to pay the rent of the year, the rental of the year, because Karkain exists. But suppose he gazels a Chameir and divides in Chameir for a whole year, so then he doesn't have to pay rent for using the Chameya every day in the course of all year. Why? Because Legabi Tashmishin, a gazlan has kinyonim, even if it is keisha goza. But because of other things, he does not have a kinyan. Why? So it's not that he's not kinyan. Actually, he is kinyan. Even if it is keisha goza, he's still kinyan. But he's a mechuyev to return the ban. Now there's a machlekes rishenim, whether a person could mischayev himself to give a ban. In other words, I could mischayev myself for kinyan suder or for kinyan shtar to pay $100 to somebody every month or by writing a shtar. That's his chayves and shibudim. And how, so there's a machlekes rishenim. Suppose somebody for kinyan suder is mischayev himself, not his makne the sefer to him, but is mischayev himself to give that sefer matone. But he's not makne the sefer as yet. He's just mishtabit himself, mischayev himself to give a ben to him. So some rishenim say, the Bais Yosef mentions tushitas, that it is chal. And some rishenim say it is not chal, because in the end you have to be makne. Shibudim, you have to be mischayev yourself. Now, that's only in regard to the question whether a person could himself be mischayev a ben. But the Torah certainly could impose his chayves on a ben. So mele the chiyuv of heishiv sakzila shakozal, as long as it is kein shakozal, does not mean that he's not kenet. He is kenet, but he's mechuyev to return the ban, even though it's his. He's mechuyev to return the ban. Now there is a strong raya for it from a certain Rambam Milchas Neve. Is it Perig Beis Milhazele Vaveda Alochet Hezvah? Gozel Kli Vishibrei in Shomri Apras El Mishalim Domov Vakli Ashovo Shal Gazla, because it's not King Shagoza. Vim Rocha Abailim Little Akli Hashovo Neitlin Mishalim Apras. But suppose he gazled the Kele and the keli was nishba, so he's mechuyev to return the paydom and keep the kli shavu. But suppose the nizgul said, "I don't want you should pay domin for me for the whole keli. The keli is worth, let's say, it was originally worth $50. Now that there is a shever in the keli, it's worth only $10." So he is mechuyev to pay, the gazlan is mechuyev to pay $50 and he can keep the broken keli. But suppose the nigzel said, "I want to keep the kli shavu for myself, and you pay me the difference. Originally it was worth of $50, now it's worth only $10, so I want to keep the keli and you pay me the difference, $40. So then he has the right to say so. Vimrotzo abailim litel akli ashovo, neitlin, umishalmin, הפ... משלם הפחס שזו תקוני, היא דוזן מין תקוני, היא תקוני שחחומי. היא מין תקוני, it's for the benefit of the nixel, לבעלים, ואם לא רוצו, הרשוז ביודם, וכן כל כייצי בזה. So the magnition explains it. ונראה, וצורך חיון, לא מול לקונה הגזל, בשינו מייס, איתה זה הול, ואולי בששמי עולם. So there is a prime on that Rambam. In other words, if the hole is a small hole, if the hole is a big hole that everybody calls it a broken keli, a fragment of a keli, it's a big hole, so you couldn't keep anything in it, nothing. So then the Bailim does not have the option to say, either you pay me, I mean, to pay, or he has the option to say, I'll keep the broken keli and you pay the difference. But if the hole is a small hole, a very tiny little hole, in other words, you couldn't, let's say, you could keep peiros in it, you could put all kinds of food in it, but the only thing you couldn't keep in it is water, because then it'll leak out, a very tiny hole. So then, since it's shmeyal of, so then the Bailim has the option. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rambam? The answer is, Reb Chaim doesn't mention what I'm saying, but I am saying pshat in Reb Chaim. The Gemara in Bava Kamma mentions two psukim as to why Shinu is came. One posik is a special posik abixile. Veishiv is axila shakosal. Im ken shakosal yarsir vim lavdom boilish. That's a special posik gaigazle. Then the Gemara in Bava Kamma in Merube the Gemara says the Tanya at the bottom of the Omid Noson lo besnano chiti v'yoson selis. There is a pasuk in the Torah that esnan zeine is posel mizbeach. In other words, if the Baal gave the zeine a schar for the znus, let's say something, a behime, so you cannot be makri from his bear. So suppose the bear gave the zeine a chitin, and then the zeine converted the chitin into flour, or the bear gave the zeine olives, and then the zeine converted the olives into shemen. Or the Baal gave the Zeine grapes, and then the Zeine converts it into wine. So then Bishamai say, Tone chode oser, vitone chode muta. So there is a mach. From Rav Yosef, tone kurien de maspurek, Bishamai esrin, ubisiro matir. So Bishamai say that the wine, the oil and the flour is posel mizbeach, and Bisil say it's mutar mizbeach. So what's the machlekes? Whether Shinu is kene or Shinu is not kene? Why? So they both learn out. My time with Bishamai that it's osir. Tichsiv gam le Rabbi Shineim uBisil el heim deloy Shineim. So in other words, so we pass like Bisila. Heim the loishneim. So that's exercise that since the Zayner received bischor, wheat, and she converted the wheat into flour. So Ponim Chadosh Eskan, it's a new entity, because what the Baal gave is possible Mizbeach. But the Baal gave her wheat, and now it's flour. It's a new thing. There has been a metamorphosis, a physical metamorphosis, a whole conversion in the Chefze. It's not the thing that the Baal gave to the Zayne. It's something new. Some male it is muta. Some male, that's the pshat in the Magnishni. The Rambam says...
So he can use it on the Mizbeach, the wine.
That's right. Because this is not the schar for the znus. It's something new. It originated in Chitin, but it originated in grapes. But now it's something new. So it's not Esnan Zayne. Esnan Zayne is possible Mizbeach. But this is something, it's another entity altogether. It's not the thing that the Baal gave to the Zayne. So Mele, there's the Pshat in Magnishne. Magnishne is the Kashe. How can the Rambam say that if somebody Shimin Gazel Tekele from Ruvain, and then there was a Shever, so Ruvain has the option to say, either you pay me, I mean, he can say, you pay me. And if he chooses, he can say, I'll keep the kli shavur, and you pay me the difference. So the Magnishni says, v'shemo b'sheshmo yalav. In other words, if, let's say, if it's a kele that is used mostly for keeping food in it, solid food, and you have a tiny sheva, so it still has, it doesn't, it's not called a broken kele. It's used for to keep food in it. So what if it has a little tiny sheva? It can keep oranges and grapefruits and even cherries and grapes, everything, little fruits, I mean, little berries you could keep in it. The only thing you couldn't keep in it is water. But since it is... has its name, it's not called a broken kele, but everybody calls it a kele. Some mele, the aloha of Hengelish name of Ponim Chadoshes doesn't apply to such a sheva. But if it is a big hole, in other words, that even a pomegranate could fall through it, so then the Rambam wouldn't say that he has the option. So in other words, in the case where there is a big hole, then is kainet mitzat ponim chadoshes, just as by esnan zeine it's mutar mizbeach. But in the case where it is a tiny little hole, so a ponim chadoshes it isn't, but it's only kainet mitzat veishiv zagzil ashagozal. In case she goes all yarzer, we love doing boys for me. So that doesn't mean it's kainet. That means if it's not kain she goes out, as long as it is kain she goes out, so he's mechuyev to return the ban. But he's kainet anyway. He's kainet anyway. So since it's only his chayves the Torah imposed upon him to pay the ban, so mele. He has the option. So mele, it's not difficult. How will the Ravid explain this Gemara? Because the Ravid will explain the Gemara of Gozel Sode, voice of poor Vutzabe. So according to Rabbezel Itaime, Doma Kaka Nizeles, so mele has to pay for the Sode and he has to pay for the poor. So Bishlim, according to the Rambam, we said that as he'll explain it like Rashi, because of Kienage, because even though here it's not Shayach to say that he's Kienet through the Aknoi of the Nixel, after all it was Balkore of the Nixel, but it's a Maise Kinyan in the Hefze, so even by Hefker it could be Kienet when it's Tzibur Menochembe. But according to the Ravid, that even in the case of Tzibur Menochembe, he still has to
announce it.
he still has to spell out Agafukni, so it's the title is transferred primarily through the Aknoye. So the question is, a Gazlan, how could a Gazlan be Kenet? The answer is, according to the Ravid, he's Kenet through King Chotza. But we ask, it's not his Chotza. The answer is, it is his Chotza. It is his Chotza. And even if it's Kenish or Gozal, he's also Kenet. We see Ligavit Hashmishim, every Gazlan has Kenyonim. Gozal Chameir, Veroha Volov, for many years, even for 10 years, so he doesn't have to pay the rent for the Chameir, because Ligavit Tashmishim, every Gazlan has Kenyonim in the Chayfis HaGozal, even if it is Kenish or Gozal. So even Ligavit other things, he also is the Bailim of it. But if he's the Bailim of it, how is it he's Mechuyev to return the Ben? So that's like his Chayves of Ben. According to Rishenim, we say that a person can be Mischayev himself through King and Sudar and through Shtar to give him the Ben. So even the Rishenim will say he cannot, but the Torah certainly has the Keach to impose upon him his chayvas and then. So Mele, according to the Ravet, the chiyuv lishalein is mita, the iskenet mitam chotzer. And so why does he have to, so if it, because every gazlan iskenet the chayvas gozal, even if it's ken she gozal, but as long as it's ken she gozal, the Torah imposed upon him a chiyuv to pay the debt. Now let's go over one thesis, and that will be the end. Iso shani osu lamed. Pirsha Rashi, perikamedik dushin, sho yorei penishnuch olav nebeise. Why did he have to hasten and take off maizras? Why couldn't he wait till he comes back? The answer is, he was afraid that the nebais will assume chazok al chover shineitzim yodi tachas. And they'll take it for granted that from Gamliel certainly took off Mises. And the shail is, how is it that from Gamliel forgot to take off Mises? The answer is, why did Ram Gamliel with all the other Chachom go with Svino? It wasn't a pleasure trip, so it was of course not. What do you think, that Ram Gamliel was an American Jew, a millionaire, who likes to take trips to Florida or to California just for pleasure? So he went together with all the Chachmei Yisrael, probably to Rome or to another country, for Klal Yisrael. So they used
Dvar Mitzvah.
Klal Yisrael, not just Dvar Mitzvah, but for Klal Yisrael, to help out Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't impose an exeris on Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, he didn't have time to take off Mises. But the Nebais would take it for granted that he took off Mises.
And they need Tevel,
that's right.
You have to save the Nebais.
The Chazok al Chover, Shinimitim Tarashori Dov Shinisuk. Because the honey dafke bechover shemeis, or in behelech, vein bidaiti loshu vad yomim rabbi. So that's no kashi, Rashi Shiti is. The Gemara mention is lida bechover shemeis, but it applies to every chover, even if he went l'mdina sayam. Veid lomo nosnom rabbi Yishuel rabbi Akive yikol hem shem v'lo yeser. Veid Dein zekri Hashem, kli omar asor yemaiser, el omar maiserish ninos ni Yeshua. Upirish rabnetam dishnas abir oizo. Uchvor ifrisho, uchvor ifrisho, vo yosorich li tzio mitachas yodei, ulitnom, li baili, vizeh amaiser dram gamliel, nan, miseches, maiser sheni. Gabi Bio, Itnan Hosom, Erev Pesach, Shal Revis, Vishal Shvis, Hoya Bio, nesim truma tumas meiserli kei mi shoy pareis frage kmenu zorg likris lem schem peri peru shima bail she yi akne som levi uli kein um meis name ramilis kein wie im thema von meilenossen truma delo zum manefsch ich was na sabio why didn't he give to Ikeen Trumagdelo? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was also on the boat with him. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the ben-ben of Ezra Sefer. Why didn't he do that? My nosen Trumagdelo kitnam bahad maizah sheni nesen Trumot mas maizah likeen sharab sharab Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oime kitiktone Sefer Omad Rabbi Yeshua vi oma Thomas Meiser Shabenos and Rabbi Mazaye Vishlema Titrumogdelo Terem Shenosai Fris. In other words, he was in haste because he had to go to Rome or to another country for Long Israel. But Meiser Rishin Meiseroni requires weighing and measuring, it requires a lot of time. But Trumagdelo is Rita Achas Peter Sakri. He could do that in a split second. That's why he didn't have to be mafrish Trumagdelo. No sound if Shikalo is or hafrish the Rita Achas Peter Sakri. When he tells Behemet, Vei Shatfuyo is so quo, Memorechas, the basis Shalom Gamliel, Kilmuha Birushalmi. ותרומגדלו מפריסו בסודם מיד אחר המרוח, כי דאמרים בירושלמי, דמייס השני מוצא פרס בסודם מפוזורים, מותורים משום גזל, חיובים במייסר, ופטורים מתרומו. Why? Because the average person is מפריש תרומו ונסודם. די אפשר לגירן שתיוקר, אלוהים כי ניסרים עוד תרומו ממנו. נוסם לישוע, who was the Rishul Bechanani was alive? Vim Teimar Vokansinu Ezra. Ezra was Kenes, the Levim, that because they did not go up to Eretz Yisrael from Bovel. Not that no Levim went up, but most of the Levim refused to go up. Stayed in Bovel. So he canceled them. So Mimele, how could he give it to a lady? V'yishleima disfirle krab akive d'yoma d'kedem knas dafke lady v'yacha knas v'yacha knosa v'keenu lady ki d'yoma perek beizdik suvis. In other words, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. What was the knas by Ezra? So that depends what was the din, the mitzvah of Nisine of Maaser Rishein before Ezra. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, one second, so, according to Rabbi Akiva, so, before Ezra, so the mitzvah Nisine Midraise was Dafke Levi, not Riki. And then the Knas was that he can give it to a Kayan or to a lady. But Kedem Ezra, the mitzvah of Nisine was
only
to a lady and not to a Kayan. But then Ezra counseled them that he has the choice, the Bali, to give it to a Kayan or to a lady. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so Kedem Ezra, so he could give it either to a Kayan or to a Levi. And after the Knas, so the Knas, the Takone was by Ezra that he has to give it Dafke to a Kayan, not to a Kayan or a Levi. Now what's the pshat in the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva as to the chiyuv of the Baili before Ezra? Whether, according to Rabbi Akiva, so before Ezra, he had to give it daftly. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, before Ezra, he could give it either to a Kayan or to a Levi. After all, After all, what is a Levi? A Levi is one who is a descendant of Shevet Levi. So it isn't a Kayan, a descendant of Shevet Levi. So a Kayan is a descendant of Shevet Levi as much as a Levi is a descendant of Shevet Levi. So how is it that Rabbi Akiva says that Kedem Ezra, the Chiyuv Deraisa was to give it to a Levi? But a Kayan is also a Levi. So Rav Chaim says that from that we see that the reason as to why Kehani Mikrim Levim, the Gemara says many times, Kehani Mikrim Levim is not because the Chalishim Levi is based upon the fact that he's a descendant of Levi. The Rai is not like that. Because suppose a Kehan married a Gershom, so the son is a cholo. Can you give him maaser? No, because a cholo loves arad aranikre. But the question is, all right, he doesn't. A cholo has of course kedushas gune, but a cholo is still a descendant of Levi. So why shouldn't you be able to give maaserishin to a cholo? The answer is, there are three mishpachas. Mishpachas Kehanim, Mishpachas Levim, Mishpachas Yisrael. So, Mimele, the Chalei Shem Mishpachas Kehanim is a Afkoyen of Mishpachas Levim. And the Chalei Shem, of course, Chalei Shem Mishpachas, if somebody belongs to Mishpachas Kehanim, so is Mufke of Mishpachas Levim. So Mimele, if somebody is a chol, so since he's Mufke of Mishpachas Kehanim, even though he's still a descendant ben of Anakin, but the fact that he's a chol, so he's Mufke of the Kedushas Mishpachas Gune, and he's not considered to be a member of Mishpachas Kehanim, even though he's a ben of Anakin. So Mimele, if a Kayan marries a Grushe or a Gieres or a Zene, so Mimele, the son is Mufke of Mishpachas Gune and is not considered to belong to Mishpachas Gune. So Mimele, he is not considered to belong to Mishpachas Levi either, because Mishpachas Kehune is Afkoye of Mishpachas Levi.
What does that mean?
Afkoye is not a member of Mishpachas. It's three different Mishpachas. Mishpachas Kehanim, Mishpachas Levim, Mishpachas Yisraelim. If somebody is a member of Mishpachas Kehanim, he is not a member of Mishpachas Mishpachas Levim. So then you'll ask, so how does Rabbi Akiva say that Kedem, the Knas of Ezra, so Midraise, a by Israel, could give the Maaserishin either to Cain or to a Levi? But after all, the Torah says you have to give it to a Levi. What does a Levi mean? A member of Mishpachas Levim. But a Kayan is a member of Mishpachas Kehanim, not Levim. The answer is, the halacha of Kehanim Mikrim Levim is that Yesh B'chol Masai Moni, because it's all an in of Gdushe. So Kehanim have more Gdushe than Yisraelim and Levim. And Levim have more Gdushe than Yisraelim. So Mimele, it's Yesh B'chol Masai Moni. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Akiva says, before the Knas by Ezra, so then you could give the Maaserishin either to a Kehan or to a Levi. Not because the Gemara says, because a Kehanim Mikrim Levim. So, but it doesn't mean Kehanim Mikrim Levim, because Kehanim are descendants of Levi, just as Levim are. No, because the fact that they are descendants of Levi doesn't mean anything. The halacha in order to be considered a Levi, you have to belong to Mishpachas Levim. And if you belong to Mishpachas Kehanim, is Mufke of membership in Mishpachas Levim. But yes, we call Mosai Mone, some Mele Mishpachas, the Gdushe of Mishpachas Kehune, contains in it the Gdushe of Mishpachas Levi also. All right, that's the then we'll continue.
If you got $5,000, you got a dollar.
They shake hands,
yeah,
and they say, they wish themselves. Yeah.